Good morning. It is Monday, September the 9th of 2024. A beautiful start here in North Central Wisconsin in our downtown studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street. Currently fair skies. Temperature stands at 58 degrees. I am Chad Holmes. It is the Monday edition of the Chad Holmes Show here on 98.9 and 1230 WXCO. Online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. And if you'd like to join us, you can call or text at 715-382-9297. Again, that's 715-382-9297. If you'd like to join us, if you were in Mosinee on Saturday for Donald Trump's visit to Mosinee, he had been there previously and he had a campaign stop on Saturday. I was not able to be there. Not that I was expecting to be there, but not even to cover it, because we had a high school football game here on WXCO on Saturday with the Newman Catholic Cardinals. But again, the people that came out and in the four figures came to see Donald Trump. And of course, I think anybody that was in Central Wisconsin over the weekend and even last week saw some of those pop-up stores. Donald Trump, get your Donald Trump memorabilia and all that. And again, I would call it the big grift on again, but nevertheless, going to talk about what we heard from Donald Trump in Mosinee on Saturday, coming up in just a few minutes. Also coming up at the bottom of the hour at 8:34, we'll be joined by Ted Hartke from Extra Innings. Again, they will be having their Celebration of Life, a rescheduled Celebration of Life, coming to Marathon Park this coming Saturday. And we will talk about that with Ted Hartke coming up at 8:34. And then at 9:34, we will be welcoming back Bill Swatala. Bill Swatala is running for the State Assembly in the 87th Assembly District. He'll be going up against Republican nominee Brent Jacobson. Bill Swatala is the Democratic candidate in the 87th, and he has a fundraiser coming up in Wausau, actually in Schofield, at Scotty's in Schofield tomorrow. In fact, there'll be a fundraiser and be able to have some food and then be able to watch the debate as well. So we'll talk to Bill Swatala, get more information on that fundraiser coming to Ascani's in Schofield tomorrow. He'll be with us later on this morning at 9:34. So all that coming up here on this Monday edition of the Chad Holmes Show. And this morning we will not be joined by Brittany Merlot. We heard late last week Brittany was heading up north to Superior and Duluth. She was off on Friday, had a big weekend, apparently may have caught something on her little weekend excursion, and she is a little bit under the weather here today, so she will not be with us, but we'll still update the weather coming up at 8:20 this morning. And before we go any further, need to say hello and good morning to our in-studio engineer, our in-studio producer. As we try to get things underway, I tell you, sometimes it's not easy, but sometimes we got to find ways to get things going.
It's just a case of the Mondays.
It is. I tell you, it really is. But you
this
heard
is
the
why
voice.
I'm not a Monday person.
Yeah, I know. Well, we'll get through it. But here is our producer and engineer, Ian Walsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
How was your weekend?
Pretty quiet, actually. I mean, the weather. It was a little chilly this weekend, but overall, just nice to be out. I spent a lot of time with the family, and we on Saturday and on Sunday afternoon, I got to participate in something really fun. The Center Stage Abandoned Show Choir had a sneak peek performance of our show, and we got to perform at the Festival of the Arts on Sunday up on the performance area. So a very nice way to give people a sneak peek at what Center Stage is, what we do, what the shows are like, how you can get involved, and absolutely beautiful weather. I mean, it was nice and sunny. The temperature is like the low 70s, and no humidity, which is always nice when you're performing outside.
Absolutely. It really was a beautiful weekend. It's a beautiful start. We're going to get the warmer temperatures here for the for the major portion of this work week, and Absolutely. We'll give you those details as well. But it was a beautiful day for the folks who went out to see Donald Trump on Saturday in Mosinee, and it was, I would say, classic Trump. And if you were out there, if you were somebody that went and saw the former president of the United States come to Central Wisconsin, if you were there at the Central Wisconsin airport, what did you hear? Did you like what you heard? I would be curious to hear the thoughts. And you can join us again by either calling or texting us at 715-382-9297, 715-382-9297 to join us here on the program. But I would call it classic Trump, classic Donald Trump, the show. Mm-hmm. When he was there, he threatened to jail those involved in unscrupulous behavior this election. And again, it's the big lie. Once again, this idea that there are people out there trying to steal the election from him, as though if it was a fair election in his mind, 80, 90% of the people would be voting for him, when that is not the case. And he posted on social media again, "When I win," all in capital letters, "those people that cheated," all in capital letters, "will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law, which will include long prison sentences, so that this depravity of justice does not happen again." He wrote that after he came to Mosinee on Saturday. And again, just the constant pounding and the constant adding doubt about the integrity of our elections. He is poisoning the well over and over and over again, even though, as we had in one of our numbers for the day last week, a conservative group talked about the number of voting irregularities. Very, very small. Cheating in elections is very, very rare. And he just went on. He just keeps going. He says, "Please beware that this legal exposure extends to lawyers, political operatives, donors, illegal voters, and corrupt election officials." He says, "Those involved in unscrupulous behavior will be sought out, caught, and persecuted at levels unfortunately never seen before in our country." So basically, he says, if he gets elected and you're not part of the Trump train, look out. Look out, because he's coming to get you. I mean, he has continued over and over again. He said in Mosinee on Saturday, he talks about using the office of the presidency to exact retribution if he wins a second term. And there is no evidence, and this is words from the Associated Press, "There is no evidence of the kind of fraud he continues to insist marred the 2020 election. In fact, dozens of courts," and he had opportunities to go in front of courts that were presided by people that were put on the bench by Donald J. Trump. But over and over and over again in the aftermath of the 2020 election, they lost in court. So dozens of courts, even Republican state officials around the country and members of his own administration said he lost fairly. But he continues to just try
to spin things in his favor. That's what I call it.
And again, also when he talked in Mosinee on Saturday, he continued to talk about tariffs. And again, tariffs have been proven not to work in this country since the 19th century. And yet he thinks that this is some sort of bold idea. He said he would still put up unprecedented tariffs, clamp down on immigrants who are stealing jobs and killing Americans. Again, he was, again, speaking on Saturday, putting out the idea that if you are not white, people should be scared of you. That's all he keeps doing. That immigrants are stealing jobs and killing Americans.
It's fear-mongering.
Basically, he wants to scare working class and rural white people. That's all it is. And again, he warned that even allies that the European Union would face new trade restrictions if he wins the election. He would put tariffs up against the EU as well. He repeatedly presented migrants as a grave danger to Wisconsin, warning again, without evidence, that immigrants in the country illegally could evict local residents from their homes. Again, he just throws all this garbage at the wall and sees how much will stick. He said, crime is through the roof, even though crime is down under the Biden administration. Absolutely. When it was up during the Trump administration. There are numbers out there, people. There are actual figures that say that crime is not through the roof in the last 4 years. They've actually gone down under Joe Biden when they were up during Donald Trump. And he says, you haven't seen the migrant crime yet. It started, and it's vicious, but you haven't seen the extent of it yet. And Trump also warned, as he has in previous rallies, that the 2024 election could be the last. I will say it again, people. Believe what the man says. We're going to come back, talk more about Donald Trump's visit to Mosinee here in central Wisconsin over the weekend. Again, we will be joined by Ted Hartke coming up at 8:34 and Bill Swatala at 9:34 here on the Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. I'm Chad Holmes. Join me and former Wausau West High School football coach Jason Foster each Wednesday from 6 until 8 p.m. for the Big High School Sports Show on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Every week we'll talk high school football, including special guests. We'll be joined by one of our area high school football coaches, and also each week joined by a student athlete guest as well. We'll recap all the action in area high school football and look forward to the following week's games as well. It's the Big High School Sports Show each Wednesday night from 6 until 8 p.m. on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Also, if you miss any of our previous episodes, you can listen on the archive page at bullfallsradio.com. Show 98.9 WXCO, online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Again, if you would like to put in your voice about what we saw this weekend with former President Donald Trump coming to Mosinee, speaking at the Central Wisconsin Airport in front of about 4,500, according to published reports. And Wisconsin obviously will be a major focus coming up in the next couple of months. And Marathon County used to be a much more competitive county when it came to elections. Of course, Dave Obey was based out of Wausau for so many years, going to the United States Congress. But Marathon County, once, and actually it wasn't that long ago, had very competitive races. In fact, Marathon County went for Barack Obama in 2008. But since then, the county has veered right, going from 2012 and then rather significantly for Donald Trump in 2016 and 2020. Both in those elections, Marathon County voted for Trump by about 18 points each time. So one reason that Trump is here, and one reason that we had the vice presidential candidate from the Democratic Party Tim Walz on Friday is because, number one, Trump has the idea that he has to continue to maintain or even grow that margin in rural parts of Wisconsin, because the idea is that the Democrats will run up the score in Madison and Milwaukee, and the Republicans would have to run up the score in the rural areas, especially in north central and central Wisconsin. And if the Harris-Walz campaign can cut into that 18-point deficit in places like Marathon County, it would help them win Wisconsin and ultimately help them win the election. So, again, it's not a surprise that Trump was in central Wisconsin. He is, as the numbers show, in both 2016 and 2020, very popular in certain areas of Marathon County. But I do think that the Democrats are working harder, putting up better candidates, I think, in a lot of areas, in a lot of the down-ballot races. In fact, there were some races in the past two presidential election cycles where there were no Democrats on the ballot in certain races. And just having some Democrats and then having good Democrats on the ballot can try to close the gap in some of these areas. Sometimes it's not about winning certain areas. It's about closing the gap in certain areas, because every vote counts in a statewide election. You can lose 80-20, and then all of a sudden that's very, very difficult. But if you lose by 60-40 in a certain area, that would make it much, much more doable for Democrats on the statewide ballot. And of course, in November, not only do we have the presidential election, we have a state election for the United States Senate. The entire state of Wisconsin will be voting either for Tammy Baldwin or Eric Hufte. And obviously, that is a vital race when it comes to control of the United States Senate, when it is going to be, you know, very, very tight as well of who controls the Senate in January of 2025. And folks in central Wisconsin were happy to see the conservative voter in central Wisconsin was very happy to see Donald Trump. Tom Tiffany, who is on the ballot himself coming up in November, said that the energy that Donald Trump brings to a place and the turnout that he can generate, it really is unprecedented. Well, that's garbage. I mean, he just doesn't want to remember the kind of energy that Barack Obama brought in his elections. I mean, gee whiz.
He does bring energy, but it's not really the positive type of energy that people think.
You're right. You are exactly right on that respect. And that's one thing.
It's energy that, like, It's like a chemical mixture that makes chaos.
And one thing that I asked Tim Walz on Friday about how, after this past decade or so of the constant negativity that we have seen from Donald Trump, I mean, just he does not paint a positive picture of our country.
He doesn't even try to.
He paints the most negative picture. He tries basically one way to get people to vote for him. That, mm-hmm. I hate the people that you hate. That's his message. And, I mean, there's no way you can say that's not true. He just basically says, if you hate people that don't look like you, if you hate people that come from other countries, if you hate people that don't believe the same things that you do, I'm with you. And I will hate them back, and I will persecute them, and I will do everything to make sure that nobody climbs above you on the social strata. And the thing that these folks, I guess, don't understand is Donald Trump has as much disdain for the people that vote for him as the people that don't vote for him.
Yeah.
I mean, if these folks, the 4,500 people that came to his rally in Mosinee on Saturday, were to come visit him at Mar-a-Lago, he'd have the security folks escort them away without saying a word. I mean, come on.
I agree.
Donald Trump does not care about anybody but Donald Trump. And it's just one of those situations where people have certain fears, and he taps into them.
He does.
I mean, you talk about, you see, there's billboards up that say hope. That was originally put out by Barack Obama's campaign back in 2008.
Yeah.
And the hope billboards are back with Kamala Harris, because there's a positive message behind it, a positive message that this country can continue to take steps forward, not backward. When Donald Trump, his message is, you should be scared. You should be scared all the time. You should not be hopeful about the future. And I just wonder if at a certain point, and I said it to the governor of Minnesota, that there is got to be a sense out there, and I got a sense with a lot of people, that they're just tired of this negativity all the time. And I don't know, does this country want four more years of chaos and negativity? We're going to find out. We're going to find out in November. And I'm sure that Donald Trump has not been seen for the last time in central Wisconsin. So,
I think you're right.
Interesting weekend as always when Donald Trump pays a visit to town. The time is 8:29. Information update coming up. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. And welcome back. Chad Holmes with you here on this Monday morning, September the 9th of 2024. Again, a beautiful start here in north central Wisconsin, expecting a very nice weather week. In fact, I mean, you look right through basically the entirety of the week, very, very little chance of rain, maybe a chance of sprinkles tomorrow afternoon, but that's about it. Otherwise, mostly sunny skies and lots of really moderate to even warm temperatures for this time of year, and that is good news because coming up on Saturday, it will be the rescheduled second annual Celebration of Life with Extra Innings, a charity event to benefit local cancer patients. And of course, we got the big floods the first time around that they were trying to put it on, but come out this Saturday at Marathon Park for a wonderful day. And to talk all about it, we're very happy to welcome back into studio Ted Harkey. And I got to imagine, Ted, that you're been keeping an eye on the weather, and obviously it looks pretty good at this point, doesn't it?
Yes, I can't wait. I'm so jacked right now. We will prevail.
Before we talk about this week, it's so rare that you have you put all that energy into putting on the event back in late June, right?
Late June,
and then to have that just horrible weekend weather and be forced to postpone it, and then thought, well, you know, we won't have it this year. But no, with you, you decided you can't wait another year. You needed to go back to the drawing board, try to get things going quickly. Could you talk about the process? I mean, obviously the disappointment at that point. How quickly did you pivot to say, okay, there's still something that we can do here this year?
I'd probably say, I'm thinking back, it probably took me probably about a week to pivot. But ultimately it came down to, you got to be true to yourself, you know? And it's like, why am I doing this? Why are we doing this, Chad? And it's like, we're doing this to make a difference. I made a personal promise to many people about this event, mm-hmm. Who are no longer with us. And I felt like I wasn't satisfied. I didn't fulfill my commitment. So I thought, well, what the heck? Let's just do it. Let's just dive in and do it. You know, nothing wrong with a little bit of hard work. And we could accomplish a lot if we just put energies into it. So I decided to start it up again. And then it's like, okay, to what degree do we do it? Obviously, softball is done. Mm-hmm. So it was like, we're going to have a different month. Why not a different venue? Mm-hmm. Try something new. Mm-hmm. So that's why we're at Marathon Park this Saturday. The sporting event there is pickleball. Mm-hmm. So we're just trying something totally new.
How difficult was it to put together so quickly?
I can't answer that. I guess my wife would be better to answer. She would say extremely difficult because, you know, with everything going on in life, we're all, right. Everyone's busy. But my poor wife, she's put up with me and my persistent, I've got the built-in excuse as far as why I can't do any home chores. Because I'm like, I don't have time. After the event, you know, then I'm going to commit to getting the chores done, the honey-do list.
Right.
But right now, everything is moving forwards. This weekend is coming, baby, and it's going to be fabulous.
Well, we're going to talk about the specifics of this Saturday coming up. But for folks who, again, may not have heard your previous appearances with us, want to kind of step back and let people know exactly what Extra Innings is, why it's so vitally important to you and others. First of all, Extra Innings. How did this come about? What was the impetus for starting this organization? And what is it as well?
Extra Innings. I actually started decades ago.
Really?
Yeah. A long time ago, I used to live in Ohio. And down there, basically a bunch of friends decided at the end of softball season, it was the end of softball season one year, and they were like, man, we're just not ready to end. We want to play some more ball. So selfishly, we decided, hey, maybe we could do a fun 24-hour game. And I'm like, well, if we're going to do that, then we need to get the fields donated. You know, otherwise it's going to cost us an arm and a leg with lights and everything else. So it wasn't a problem getting the bodies. It was a matter of getting the facility. And then I'm like, well, if we're going to do that, why don't we make this? This is really novel. We could actually do this for charity. So it kind of like it started to snowball. And at first it was like, well, what charity you want to do? And that's how we came up with ultimately American Cancer Society. And I was like, okay, no problem. But that first year was pitiful. We didn't know what we were getting into. We weren't prepared. We had no food. We played ball for 24 hours, and we raised some money. And then year two came along, and I was like, I told my other friends involved with year one, I was like, you know, guys, this has got so much potential. I'd like to do more with it. Do you mind? And they said, absolutely, Ted, go for it. So I just started putting my personal touch on it a little bit, and I worked with a lot of good people, and we started to grow. And it was like a heartbeat just taking off, and they kept growing. And it was always for American Cancer Society. We also did a little bit with hospice, too, in those early years. Sometimes we did split charities. But years went by. We went from a 24-hour softball game down to a 12-hour softball game, down to a softball tournament. And all along, we always had activities around the event, you know, kids' activities. And then COVID hit. We moved up here to Wisconsin to be closer to family and grandkids and stuff, decided I really want to start this up again, folks. I told my family members. I reached out to American Cancer Society, and all the offices are closed, basically. And so I got a hold of the state rep, and she was a nice lady and all, but she was like, we don't want to basically, you know, do stuff anymore like this. We don't want to do Relay for Life anymore. And I was like, that's a shame. So she said, can you do something for that community? And that was the challenge, Chad. That's what lit it for me. And I was like, what can I do for Relay for Life crowd? And that's what came about, celebration of life. We're going to celebrate life. And that's when I admit it, I stole it. You know, they dropped the ball. They fumbled in football vernacular, and we jumped on it. And that's how it came about. We're doing our luminary service at nighttime for our lost loved ones to cancer. I insisted on my board members when we started the charity, Extra Innings, pun on baseball, means extra life. I think it's cute. Anyway, I told the board, I said, this has got to be the heartbeat of our organization. We will always have our luminary honorary service. So that was not fulfilled this year. That's why we're redoing it. And then this year we added, as you know, Chad, there is another population out there, Relay for Life population, for folks out there who have gone to those in the past. And that's the folks out there who are fighting cancer currently and or have beaten cancer. So it was brought to my attention that why don't we do something for that crowd too? And I was like, wow, that's a lot to chew. Okay, what the heck? Let's just throw that. I knew that was a natural evolution for our organization, but I thought it'd be year three or year four. I decided, what the heck? Let's just see what happens this year. So now we have a cancer survivors tent during the daytime. And hopefully folks will come out, and you and me and John Q. Public, who are fortunate that we don't have cancer, we can help come together, show solidarity with those with cancer, and we can celebrate their lives. And then most importantly still is the remembrance period at dusk at 6 p.m.
Right.
Okay. That's it.
Another aspect of it, and again, we'll tell about the specifics coming up on Saturday, again, starting at 8 a.m. with the pickleball tournament and a whole bunch more at Marathon Park. Another aspect of it that is really, I think, important to underline is that the benefits from the money that you're raising are for the local cancer patients. And there's a wonderful work being done in terms of trying to fight to find cures for these diseases, different cancers. But at the same time, there are people that are in the midst of it, and that's families right. that are supporting cancer patients, and that's where that's your focus is right. for the money.
Right.
Again, you could have gone in different directions. Why was it this direction that was important to
there
you?
There are so many directions you can go, as yep. you can imagine, and I had to come up with, at least for now, a, you know, what route do we want to pursue? We're not American Cancer Society. They do a great job, okay? I support them 100%. They're the ones out there who will help out with the research. We're not. Research is too expensive.
Right.
But what we can do is help those who are hurting currently. So we decided, let's be different. We're not American Cancer Society. We don't have to justify salaries. There are no salaries. This is all volunteer driven. And all the money we raise here stays here. So it's a true community event. So folks out there who, I hate people who complain and don't do anything about it. And so many folks I hear complaining about how, you know, there's not enough community or whatever. And it's like, this is 100% community. Mm-hmm. This is for our community. So there's really no reason why folks shouldn't want to support this event. So we're trying to help folks with cancer financially. That's part of the fundraising. Mm-hmm. But we're more than a fundraiser. We've talked about this before. Mm-hmm. We're really a movement. Mm-hmm. Because fundraising implies you're just coming out, you're spending money, like going to the Balloon Fest. Right. Nothing wrong with that. But I really don't care about that. The money will come organically. But what we're trying to do is trying to help people. We're helping people by providing them an outlet so that they can come and share their stories, to know their loved ones aren't lost and forgotten. There are people out there who are truly hurting in our community that are listening to the radio right now. And I pray that they come out and talk to me, talk to you, Chad, and let's become friends. I mean, we're trying to grow the community, and that's a way of helping people cathartically. Then on top of that, we also are helping the community by I'm encouraging children to be involved with our event. Not from the standpoint of taking their money.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care about that, okay? That's why most of the kids' events are free, right. okay? What I want is kids to help out. Then by kids helping, they can learn volunteerism and empathy.
And service.
And service. And those are the values that I grew up on that are being lost today and that I want to resurrect. And I want to keep striving forwards and make the world, you know, kind of like... You know, kind of like what we grew up with, I guess, you know, but anyway.
And also the opportunity for those who are in the midst of this battle, the fight, to give something on a Saturday, to come here. And I think something that you talked about previously, there's sometimes an isolation within the battle when somebody within your family is in the midst of a cancer fight. And it can be very insular. And you can get, you know, a little support outside. This is about bringing everybody together to almost lift, isn't it?
Right. That's what I'm trying to do. And you are too, Chad. I thank you and the radio station here. Bull Falls has been great with us. Just trying to help us lift this community. Like I said, September 15th is going to come. I know that's kind of crazy to say, but that's obvious. But September 15th is going to come. And I'm serious, folks. If you don't know me, this is how I feel. September 15th, when I wake up on September 15th, I'm going to know that there are people out there who are hurting, who are, as Chad said, who are basically, you know, walled
alone.
Off. They feel alone.
Yeah.
We didn't reach out. We didn't get a chance to help them. And that's what bothers me. And I know I can't help everybody. We're probably only going to help half of 1%. But that's what it's about, spreading the word and getting those folks who are hurting to come out to our event.
And that's the thing about it as well, that you talk about the money aspect, but boy, the spirit aspect is just as important, isn't it?
I would say bigger, because we're going to help so many more people. Anybody who comes to this event is helped. If you come and you're just buying a hamburger, you're helping other people, which in turn helps yourself, okay? Charity comes from the heart, and trust me, we all gain from it. I'm the richest man in the world. Mm-hmm. Trust me. I'm richer than Donald Trump right now. You know what I'm saying? Because of what we're doing. And what I get off of this, folks, is huge. And if you want a piece of it, you know, come out. Join me. Help me. You can help in many ways. You can come out to the event and just participate. Excuse me. You can also volunteer. Volunteering is fun. We have fun out there all day long. You can volunteer for as little or as long as you want, okay? And then in addition to volunteering, I would encourage you to volunteer in honor of a loved one, mm-hmm. you know, kind of like carrying the cross for mm-hmm. somebody else. If someone you know is hurting from cancer, volunteer in honor of them to help them.
We're going to come back in just over a minute and get the details on the event coming up on Saturday at Marathon Park. Again, the second annual Celebration of Life charity event benefiting local cancer patients with extra innings. Again, it starts bright and early on what should be a beautiful Saturday at 8 a.m. We'll get to the details on what to expect. Coming up in 1 minute, the time is 8:49. We're on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. And welcome back. It is Chad Holmes with you here on 98.9 and 1230 WXCO. Online at BullFallsRadio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. We're talking to Ted Hartke from Extra Innings. That's coming up on Saturday, this Saturday at Marathon Park, September the 14th, the second annual Celebration of Life charity event benefiting local cancer patients. I think we, if you're going to use the baseball parlance, have set things up. We put some runners on base. It's time now to knock them in. Let's get the details on
the itinerary.
What's going to be happening? Because okay. you got yourself a full list of incredible activities coming up on Saturday.
8 a.m. we start bright and early with a pickleball tournament. Really looking forward to that, and it's still open, folks. You can join the pickleball tournament. Okay, please reach out to me or on our website. There are signs everywhere in the community and also at the pickleball courts at Marathon Park as far as how to sign up. But we will be having a pickleball tournament all day on Saturday. And then at 10 o'clock, the children's activities begin. And those are the bounce houses.
Right.
And those are free. Face painting, free. Petting zoo, free. Those are fun. Kids can have a blast. If you want to make a donation, great. If you don't, that's fine. Just come out and have a good time with us. Then at 11 o'clock, our children's lemonade stand starts up. Natalie's lemonade stand will start up, and that's fresh homemade lemonade, folks. That's going to be a blast, and I got kids helping serving, and that's the service side. And then we'll be starting up the food, too. We'll be cooking out fantastic hamburgers, hot dogs, and brats.
So don't go off and grab food before you come out to Marathon Park.
Yeah, come to our place. You're going to get a better price.
And also, you got the actual homemade food, and that's always better. You know, it's not coming under like a heating lamp or anything like that. Come on, come out there.
This is going to be
bring your appetite as well.
This is going to be great. The weather's going to be great. We're going to have our cancer survivors tent going on. The Wave Radio will also be there broadcasting.
They're our good friends. Yeah, Wave 100.5. We actually, I got to thank Cindy from Wave. Connected us originally.
She
brought you right over here and said, "Got a guy you need to talk to." And then,
I'm so thankful. And that's what I'm saying. So we're just going to have fun all day, music pumping. We're going to have a blast. And then at 3 o'clock, the children's activities end. The bounce houses, face painting, and petting zoo. The children's duck pond should be done by then, as whenever we run out of ducks. and then at 5 o'clock is when we're going to conclude our raffles and auctions, because those are also going on all day. And then at 6 o'clock is when we're going to do the heartbeat. Right. That's our luminary service for our fallen angels to cancer. And it is going to be exciting, folks. Mm-hmm. This year, we're debuting a photo honor wall. Can you imagine this?
Right.
We're going to have a wall. It's 32 feet wide by 4 feet tall. And the John Q. Public, if you've lost a loved one to cancer, you come to our event. We'll have a printer there. We have a volunteer who will be set up to be able to print a photograph for you. You just got to send it to the volunteer. They'll print it for you, 4x6 color photograph per loved one lost, along with a 3x5 index card. You can write whatever you want on it, and then go ahead and put it up on the wall. And then at the time of the prayer service, we're going to uplight the whole wall. And I'm telling you, folks, if that doesn't give you goosebumps, right. I don't know what does. There's going to be a lot of tears, and yeah. it's going to be great. And that's going to help so many people who are going to be there to see their loved ones being remembered. That's what it's about, folks.
You know, you talk about, go back to the baseball parlance. You talk about a great lineup. You know, you talk about, you know, from the leadoff hitter right down to the number nine hitter, it's going to be just so much good stuff.
Murderer's row.
And I was looking at, again, some of the information, and I'm going to talk a little bit about these folks that are, yeah, I see some great, I see the Wassanoon Optimist Club is sponsoring.
You
got Duncan and Baskin Robbins, Weston House Cafe. Yep. You got people that are on board.
Yes.
And I'm sure you want others to know about, you know, being there, part of it as well.
There is always time to get on board. This past Saturday morning, I received a check from Brainerd Funeral Parlor. Mm-hmm. Thank you for helping us out. And now they're a sponsor of our event. So there's still time for companies to jump on board. In the last couple weeks, I picked up Revi Design, jumped on board. Thank you, Revi Design. North Star Restoration. Thanks, Jay Cricks and North Star Restoration. Obviously, Brainerd. We also got Abby... Incredible Bank also jumped on board. We've already had Abby Bank, so thanks, Phil Pasanka, for that. There are so many businesses involved. My count is over 60 businesses are involved with the event in various shapes or forms. It could be dollars. It could be providing services, you know, and that's how it's going to keep growing all the time. So sponsors, potential sponsors out there, you want to get on board, it doesn't cost you much. It can cost you as much as you want to give.
Right.
Okay?
Fantastic.
So it's a lot of fun.
Also, you mentioned again about the auction items. There's some really cool stuff, isn't there?
My gosh, thank you! And this is awesome. What a morning! Our auction, folks, is going to blow you away. If you like auctionable, you know, a sports memorabilia.
There's a lot of people that just love to add to their own collection.
Oh yeah, some of the big pieces we have. We've got an autographed Gil Sayers jersey. Autographed Gale Sayers. We've got an autographed Bo Jackson. Okay. Everyone knows who those people are.
Yeah.
We got a killer photograph of Bart Starr, you know, in action behind the line, and it's autographed also, all framed. We've got autographed Giannis jerseys, two of them. We've got an autographed Damian Lillard jersey. We've got more. I'm just thinking right now. It's just phenomenal, the quality stuff. I even got a autographed Vince Lombardi picture.
Oh, wow.
So I got a lot of really cool stuff. It should float your boat if you're into this stuff. It looks great, like in a sports bar or in your man cave.
Well, we're getting close to Christmas time. If you're if you got a sports fan who loves the history of sports, I tell you, that would be you know, you become the favorite dad, uncle, whatever you may be.
Yeah.
So again, just so much going on this Saturday, and I know that you've just been, for lack of a better term, busting your rear end for the last few months to put it all together. This Saturday, September 14th, second annual Celebration of Life, again, benefiting local cancer patients. I got to say, again, one of the benefits is that kids camp over in the Eau Claire area.
Yes.
I mean, we haven't even touched on that today, and that's where
the three beneficiaries of our funds. One is Aspirus Healthcare for adult cancer patients. Two is Marshfield Clinic for pediatric oncology, and three is Joshua's Camp. And Joshua's Camp is the children's camp for cancer.
Fantastic. Again, come on out. Starting at 8 a.m. if you're a pickleball player. Is that filled or is that...
No. It's definitely not filled.
Okay.
We got plenty of room. It's not going to take all day right now. We probably have about 18 people involved. This could blow up. I mean, we could easily handle 150 people.
Fantastic.
So spread the word, pickleballers out there.
Marathon Park starting at 8 a.m. Saturday. Ted Harkey, thanks again.
Thanks, Chad. Looking forward to it. See everybody.